go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It's good to have with us Bill Gertz, a regular on this program, the senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon, and a prize-winning columnist at the Washington Times. Bill is, of course, also a best-selling author many times over, including most recently his new book, iWars, War and Peace in the Information Age. We are catching up with him at a moment when there is a lot to talk about, and in his inimitable way, he is helping shed light on some of the really troubling indications of politicization of the national security community, and I'm delighted to have a chance to visit with him about it. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Frank. Good to be on the program.
Well, let's start with a piece that you wrote about a very, very important topic, Bill, and that is the politicization of the FBI, which, as you point out, has been going on for some time under the leadership of two individuals who are very much in the center of national security and political controversies at the moment. Talk about your insights into all of that.
Yeah, this was a piece that I did for the Free Beacon this week, and it looks at basically how the FBI has changed. It became the premier crime-fighting agency for many years, and then beginning around 2001 under Robert Mueller, who's now the special counsel, and later under James Comey, it has been politicized in the leftward direction. I think your listeners certainly know about the purge of all the Islamic training at the FBI. This was done under pressure from Islamic groups. That was kind of the beginning point, but it actually began probably under the Clinton administration and continued through Bush 43. And I look at this problem from a number of areas, just about how the FBI has changed its culture.
Yeah. One of the things that's been worrying me about the Bureau for a long time, and again, it started under Robert Mueller, it's continued as best I can tell today, and that is the sort of willful blindness that they've engaged in with respect to the nature of our Sharia supremacist adversaries, you know, in, among other things, embracing the Muslim Brotherhood as partners in their efforts to reach out to the Muslim community. And ignoring the threats that that organization and its ilk pose to us. Is that an example in your mind?
Yes. It's a huge problem. I mean, it's just a huge problem of failing to understand the nature of the Islamic threat. And it's dooming us to kind of an endless warfare that we're trying to fight this problem overseas without really addressing the ideological component of it.
Let alone understanding it here at home. Yeah, this is really, and especially if, you know, the Bureau is supposed to be the first lines of defense against that. Jim Jordan, by the way, as I'm sure you know, Bill, had a very interesting exchange with the current director of the FBI, Chris Wray, yesterday, sort of teasing out some of these concerns about specifically the probe that you were just talking about a moment, or alluding to a moment ago, involving the Clintons and some of their misconduct, which, you know, is something that isn't getting the attention it deserves, but is seemingly very much at work in the special counsel's activities.
Yes. And of course, now I think the thing that kind of brought it home was this discovery that one of the key FBI agents involved in Russian counterintelligence activities was reassigned because he issued a bunch of anti-Trump emails. And now we've seen also it's reached the Justice Department as well, where you have a senior Justice Department official who reports came out yesterday that Bruce Orr was someone who was actually met with this Christopher Steele character that was the basis for basically the false premises for this entire Trump collusion narrative.
Right. Which brings us, if I can, to a related subject. Bill Gertz, you've written in the Free Beacon today about the use of the intelligence community for political purposes as well. Talk about Eric Prince's recent testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on that subject.
Yeah, Eric Prince is a former Navy SEAL and founder of the Blackwater security firm, and he was testified voluntarily before the House Intelligence Committee on November 30th, and his testimony was just released this week, and it was quite eye-opening in the sense that he refuted one of the main stories that came out alleging Russian collusion, and this was in the Washington Post on April, in the April time frame, where the Post, according to Eric Prince, relied on classified electronic intelligence intercepts to write about a meeting that he, Eric Prince, had had with a senior UAE official in the Seychelles, which is an island chain in the Indian Ocean off the coast of Africa. And the allegation in the Post was that this was Prince supposedly establishing a back channel between the incoming Trump administration and Russia. And it was ludicrous on its face, since the meeting was like January 11th, which was just days before the inauguration. Why would he need to set up a back channel? He was actually trying to do some business there. And the disclosure in the Post, which Prince said was because this intelligence was leaked, actually hurt his business. So he has grounds to sue if he were so inclined to do that, but I don't think he is.
But he is raising an alarm about the use of intelligence assets for political purposes, rightly so, it seems to me.
This is the kind of thing that is done in a police state.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Bill, one other issue of concern in terms of politicization of the military. You've reported on this week about this issue of a Green Beret instructor down at the Kennedy School at Fort Bragg, saying standards are being reduced for the Green Beret. I talked with Colonel Joe Martin, a former instructor in that school, about this earlier in the week. But give us your thoughts on what's happening there and whether we should be concerned about the military getting politicized as well.
Yeah, this is an important story again. The Green Beret trainer issued a very, very critical letter. He did it anonymously, but it was clear from the details that he provided that the trainers there, the leaders of the school, were guilty of careerism. In other words, they were lowering the training standards with what this anonymous officer said was in order to produce the first female Green Beret. This is contrary to everything that the Army has said about integrating women into combat roles, was that they wouldn't lower standards. The Army's response was commanding officer issued a statement that suggested he was going to investigate and try to find out who leaked this information rather than address the issue at hand.
It's not a good sign, and I think there's probably a lot more where that comes from, and we appreciate your investigative reporting on that and so many other issues. Lastly, let me ask you quickly about Congressman Trent Franks. I spoke earlier in the program with one of his colleagues, Scott Perry, about his resignation. You've known him well for years, and I know admire him as I do as a serious leader in the national security space. What would his departure from the Congress mean in that regard to your way of thinking, Bill Gertz?
Well, yeah, it's a big loss. Trent Franks has been one of the most outspoken supporters of U.S. missile defenses, and I've covered his case for a number of years. And one of the things that he did was he was able to get legislation added to the Defense Authorization Act a couple of years ago, which forced the Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency to set up a special office to deal with the maneuvering high-speed missile threat. And this is, I think, one of his legacies, that at least he got some progress on that issue.
If we haven't yet solved the problem, yeah, at least they're now addressing it. And I have to say as well, his incredibly important work on the whole threat to our electric grid and electromagnetic pulse. It's a terrible loss. I hope yet to persuade him not to do this, but we'll be praying on this. Bill Gertz, we have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for your time and your great work at the Free Beacon and the Washington Times, and always with us, of course. Come back to us again next week. George Raceley joins us. We'll talk next with him about this politicization in the Justice Department and elsewhere.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.